This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Welcome back to the second guest show. Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert at the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside, right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Bobby J and I will be on until 6:30 tonight, and we throw it to the Saints Radio Network, and it'll be the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Haas, along with Saints head coach Kellen Moore. Guest tonight will be assistant defensive line coach Brian Young. And then at 7:30, Bobby and I finish it up until 8 o'clock. He's with us each and every Monday night. Les Sackett here from the Silver Slipper.
Thanks so much
for joining us.
Less is more. Less is more. Less is more. Oh, man, you got your fan club.
Yeah,
you
got a little fan base. So you're going to have to give him a tip as you leave out of
here.
So I'm looking out on Monday night. There's no Monday night board. So
it seems strange. Yeah. We don't see the board tonight.
So we're going to be here next Monday night. So y'all going to have a board up, right?
No.
What? Okay, you got to talk to your boss or something. They have Monday Night Football.
Let Bobby talk to
NFL
him.
Playoff game. Y'all got to put up a board.
I'll talk to him.
Yeah, y'all have meetings, I'm sure, during the week, right?
The Steelers play next Monday night. So.
No, I mean, it's a Monday Night Football, NFL. Now, I wouldn't mind if it have 3 games on Saturday, 3 games on Sunday. But you know, but
they split it out with the network.
Because the TV,
the TV network. So ABC's gonna have.
So listen, if I'm coming here to do a show,
he wants a square.
Yeah,
board.
You talk to your boss. I want the square board up there. If I'm coming to a show next Monday night, the Saints season's over. That doesn't mean I'm over. So you don't need to be over. Y'all gotta put that damn board up there
but
for the fans.
That means more work for less.
Well, no,
you gotta understand.
Well, you get a little
this
bonus.
Ain't Hilbert here.
Yeah, you get a little bonus or something.
Les, man, you tell me it was packed in here New Year's Eve, New Year's Day.
It's always a
big couple of days for y'all at the start of this year.
Yes, it is. We had a lot going on. We had the VIP parties with the Elvis impersonator. We had the champagne, hats and horns and tiaras, all
for the celebration.
All for the countdown to New Year's Day, which was great.
So, y'all still doing the cash money?
Cash money.
The slipper?
Yeah. The slippers of cash, we are up to 10,000. Okay. We had a winner on Christmas Day. No winner last week, so it'll roll over to 10,000.
Okay.
And then who knows where we go from there? We could be up to another 100,000 next few months.
Oh, awesome.
I know another time for y'all. It's certainly around Mardi Gras, because a lot of people, they do a little bit of Mardi Gras, but then they get away for a while. They'll come here on the coast, and so that's another big event for you guys around that time.
Yeah. Well, on Valentine's Day, which is the 14th, that's going to be our Slippers of Cash. The Pick a Rose promotion where...
I know you've done that throughout the years, right?
Yeah. From 11 to 7, every half hour, we'll draw winners, and they'll get to pick a rose. Each rose will have a prize attached to it. The grand prize will be a cruise for two.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Let's get to the big question. How thrilled were you to see your Rebels win and beat Georgia? That was big, wasn't it?
It was the greatest win in the history of Ole Miss.
Well, and do you see the fan base? It couldn't have been a better environment in New Orleans, in the Dome.
Man, they had
some. And they're doing the Gosh Almighty chant, and they all...
No,
they
were Hotty Toddy.
Hotty Toddy.
They were all in unison. No, I thought that was awesome. No, I had Ole Miss people call me up and say, Bobby, you know, I've never felt like this before, and I never cried because of football. They were crying because the stage that Ole Miss is at right now, happy tears, that they're in the Final Four. And look, the SEC better hope Ole Miss does something. Nobody else has done anything.
Everybody else ain't got jack.
No, and I'm going to talk about that on Triple Option later. The SEC, them days are over that they dominant. Bobby, what are you talking about? Come on, you hating on the SEC? No. Because name, image, and likeness in the transfer portal. I'm telling you, there could be no dominance like it was before all that started in the 21st
century. If anybody is on social media and you saw what Texas Tech and Indiana did in the transfer portal yesterday, you understand that those teams ain't going anywhere either.
Yeah, they're going to reload.
And the thing is, that's why I think Coach Saban got out while the getting was good.
Because he knew the times was a change.
Man, I'm too up in age. I don't want to deal with all that. Now, Lane Kiffin, he's a young 50. So he has a lot of heart. He knows how, with the social media, he knows how to play this game. Look, he's the one who put Ole Miss where they're at. Talk about transfer portal and all that. So, LSU got the right guy, but you... It's sort of speaking. So you know how when you're trying to, your neighbor got a pretty yard, and your wife's like, honey, when are you going to do something in our yard to make it look a little bit like that? You know, keeping up with the Joneses? Well, right now in college football, can you keep up with the Joneses? If not, you can be left behind. Oh, well, it's all about the money now. Well, I don't know. That's just
picking the
is.
Right players with the money.
Yes.
Right. I give Lane a lot of credit for. Ole Miss jumped in the transfer portal sort of early in the process with him.
The last few years, we've been able to get a
but
lot
he
of
picked the right good players out and he of the paid portal. People. Okay, that's just the way it is. But he picked the right people that would fit in what he wants to do. And I will say this, I've seen a lot of Sugar Bowls where Trinidad Chambliss did, that's on the Mount Rushmore. I've seen a lot of them, but man, he put on a show.
And that Les probably knows this already. You know he's staying at Ole Miss. If he's going to be eligible, yeah.
Yeah. If he gets the waiver for the red shirt, then yeah, he'll
win. He hired the right lawyer. Tommy Morris, he knows how to win.
I hope he comes back, because can you believe or. I don't
Why
know
you, wouldn't the NCAA want that?
But wait, yeah, I don't know that, if you can even...
That's what I don't understand.
I don't get that.
I don't know if you can even measure this. The anticipation is going to be early in the season, LSU and Ole Miss. They're going to have...
Better have security around Lane. That's all I can tell you.
Extra security.
I think it's like game three or four.
Yeah, it's early.
First SEC game of the year.
It's going to be early. Then he got to go to Tennessee, too. So you get a double whop at that. I remember the first time when he showed
he's
back.
He's after
up.
Secret Service like Trump.
pretty close to it. But, and again, to be where they're at, and they're going up against another sort of Cinderella team who was great at one time in Miami or Florida, and you saw that front and what Reuben Bain Jr. can do. And you know what? How they smartened up? They got away from being quarterback dependent.
Yes.
And so we're going to run the ball. We can't trust Carson Beck to win every game. And they got to be physical, winning up front, running the ball, and winning up front on along the defensive line. That'll be one hell of a match.
Yeah, yeah. They're good versus our good.
Well, yeah, pretty much.
Or
no,
elite
pretty much.
Versus elite.
I tell you what, that was a snot bubble game, Ohio State and Miami. They were knocking the crap out of each other. That's what I like. You know, oh, we got to take out, it's a little violent, Bob. We got to take it out of football. Why? You want to play flag football? No. I want to see those hits and toughness.
Okay.
Now, some people might get knocked out, and, you know, that's just the way it is. But that's the football. You got to have a heart. You got to have courage to play like that. Coach Cho texted, we were going back and forth. He says, Bob, I'm going to tell you what, that was some old school football going on there between the U and Ohio State. No, they were knocking the crap out of each other.
Well, Mario.
It wasn't none of this finesse stuff.
Mario Cristobal said, we're going to go back to being the bullies on the block.
Yes.
They went back to being the bullies on the block.
Yeah, you know
man,
what?
They pushed Ohio State around.
I'm going to knock you down, then I'm going to kick you when you're down. I'm going to put, you know, put that nail in the coffin, put the old boot nail, put it on your neck and keep you down.
Les.
Oh, no, you can't, Bobby. That's not politically correct. You can't do that.
Yeah, you can say that. We all good. Les, thanks so much for joining us. What's happening here at the Slipper? I know Thursday you got another drawing. For the money, right?
Thursday, more slippers of cash. It's up to $10,000. So if we don't have a winner, it goes to $15,000. At the end of the month, we are giving away a Bronco Sport on the last Saturday of January. We'll have a automobile giveaway.
There you go.
So we're
Les,
looking forward to it.
Thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. Come on down to the Silver Slipper.
Yeah.
We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Let's go back to our talking text line. Let's go to Big John. Big John, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hope everybody's doing well. You know, Mike, this is one of my favorite football days, Black Monday. And it's even more favorite this year because the Saints are not among the six teams looking for a new head coach. But, you know, I was thinking about what else to talk about this evening with you two. And one could say that there was more than enough subjects to raise by 3:30 yesterday afternoon after a compelling set of college football quarterfinals, topped off by Ole Miss and Pete Golding keeping Lane Kiffin's coaches in Oxford till at least Thursday. The transfer portal and overdrive, Sean Payton now in position to take another team from another conference to the Super Bowl. The Saints valiantly coming up, basically a missed field goal, a bad pass, and an atrocious offensive pass interference call short of beating the Dirty Birds. And then you got the coming playoff matches in both the college and the pros. And, of course, the impending draft. And then last night, a magnificent football game broke out in the last quarter of the last game of the regular season in Pittsburgh last night. I honestly don't think I've seen a game as back and forth in so short a period of time and so mentally anguishing since you and I and the Houdat Nation saw that 2011 divisional playoff game between the Saints and the 49ers. That was amazing. And when was the last time the kickers of both teams essentially poo-pooed the bed at the end of a game like that?
Yeah, it's like all of a sudden, like, come on, you can't miss an extra point at that time. Because, look, now the Ravens get a field goal range, they're going to win.
And then you missed the
field goal. And then they said, oh, well, they should have got closer. I don't know. You got to make a 44-yard kick. It wasn't 54 yards. It was 44 yards. No, that has to be, well, we got 5 yards close. I don't know, 39. The bottom line is you got to make a 44-yard kick. And, no, it's amazing that, and to show you, because even with Vegas, it shows you, I don't know what I'm talking about. I picked the Ravens to go to the Super Bowl against the Packers. Now, the Packers are still, Mike did too. I thought, oh, Lamar's going to get it done this year. And what, they were a 500 team? No, it's amazing how tough the NFL is. And you never know. And who's hot right now, Big John? And I love it because they're a small market, like especially the Jacksonville Jaguars. But like the Seattle Seahawks versus the Jaguars in the Super Bowl. All I know is you probably watched that 49ers game too. And I've seen them play. The nation's watching how they didn't punt. They're scoring every time against the Bears, going back and forth, back and forth. But then they couldn't do that against the Seahawks. I tell you that. I think if the Prince with the Jaguars, Trevor Lawrence plays good. And if you got Sam Darnold plays well for Seattle, they got the team. The team all across the board in all phases to win the Super Bowl.
Think about Leon Cohen leaves Tampa. He was the guy, kind of mastermind behind working with Baker Mayfield in that offense. He goes to Jacksonville. And look what's happened to the Bucs offense, and look what's happened in Jacksonville. You don't think coaching still matters?
Well, and then Mike, then Canales also, who went to who ended up going, to Carolina. I think it was the same situation with him. That look how all of a sudden he makes the Panthers in the postseason, even though they have a losing record. And that's a good thing that you want. Yeah, assistant coaches to be wanted as far as it could be snatched away. But, it was a big difference. Look at Ben Johnson. the difference, and look where the Lions. The Lions aren't even in the playoffs right now. And Ben Johnson, look what he did with the Bears. And all of a sudden, Dan Campbell, you know, that window of opportunity, all of a sudden is there, but then it's not there.
And it closed.
Yeah, you can see it closing on the Lions. Now,
and it's closing on San Francisco, too.
Right, right. Now the injuries, I give Shannon a lot of credit with that. So look at the Buffalo Bills and where they're at. Is that window of opportunity? Now, they still got Josh Allen. But you let them lay an egg in Jacksonville, even though they are favored. I think McDermott could be another one, even though it's not Black Monday, Big John. But McDermott could be gone with the Bills if they lose to Jacksonville in Jacksonville.
And also, too, Rick Stroud, who we've had on from Tampa, he asked Todd Bowles directly, have you talked to the Glazer family about your future? He said, I have not spoke to them. Well, man, Bob, when you're the head coach,
right,
and the owner hasn't talked to you about tomorrow and the future, that's not real good.
Yeah.
Not real good if you Todd Bowles in that particular spot. So right now, Big John, I know you got a lot to say about Jacksonville, Buffalo, but I think that will be one heck of a game, and it would not shock me to see the Jaguars – beat Buffalo.
No, I don't think it would shock anybody to see that happen, because I think everybody would agree Jacksonville's the hottest team in the AFC going into the playoffs. But, you know, you got to look at Josh Allen and the Bills, and he thinks that this, you know, he has to think that this is his moment. Patrick Mahomes is not in the playoffs. Joe Burrow is not in the playoffs. Those were his two biggest obstacles to the Super Bowl. So I certainly think that whoever wins that game on whatever day it is, Saturday or Sunday, I haven't looked at the schedule yet. I think whoever wins that game has the clear shot to the Super Bowl, because Trevor Lawrence is playing at the level that we expected when he was drafted.
And think about it. They're doing it without a guy they spent a lot of capital on in Hunter. They moved up in the draft to get him, and then he goes down with an injury.
Yeah, he's not even really – they're not even caught him. He's not even part of the team.
I think that more than anything – caps Liam Cohen as the coach of the year for the NFL.
No, there's a lot of candidates.
That's a lot of worthy guys.
No, they have at least three, Sean if not Payne. Four to five. Yeah, yeah. Sean Payne, what
Mike
he's
Rabel,
done.
Rabel, Shanahan, what he's done in
with
San
all
Francisco.
The injuries, yeah,
that vote's going to be really, really tight. Between all of them.
Then look at Ben Johnson, what he did to the Bears.
Yeah,
I mean, no, it's like five guys. It's not like just one or two are slam dunk. It's a lot of people. Now, Big John, before we let you run, do you think, now going to college football, do you think the national championship is going to be in the semifinals? Because I think Indiana-Oregon is more than a national championship game than the actual national championship game. So whoever wins Indiana-Oregon, I think that to me is more a national champion than Miami or Ole
Miss. And it's a rematch game.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, Indiana went there, and they kicked the crap out of them.
Back in around 1968, the Colts and the Browns played the NFL championship, and they said that's the real championship. And then the Jets came in and beat
not
the
so
Colts.
Fast.
Yeah, that's a good
not
point.
So
yeah.
Fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I really think, for the colleges, obviously I think that the Indiana-Oregon game is the more marquee matchup. But Miami's playing some really tough football right now. And Ole Miss is playing for pride. They're playing even for more than pride. They're playing for spite, because they're trying to spite Lane Kiffin, okay? And so there's a chip. When you play with a chip on your shoulder, you got a serious advantage.
Hey, but Big John,
the right quarterback too.
But Big John, have you ever witnessed anything like this? You don't have to coach, and you get these big bonuses.
You get $1 million out of it,
and then LSU's paying.
Man, I want to beat Lane Kiffin in the next life.
That's what I'm saying. So here, Ole Miss keeps winning.
Or Jimmy Sexton,
yeah,
the guy who wrote up that contract.
And then Ole Miss is winning, and then the more they win, the more Lane Kiffin makes. But then LSU's paying it. That sounds kind of ass backwards. I don't know.
Thank you, Big John. We appreciate it. When we come back, we'll have on with us Jeff Duncan, senior columnist at The Advocate, covering the Saints, everything across the Louisiana sports scene, right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Go back to our talking text line, covers the Saints and everything Louisiana sports-wise, Jeff Junkin. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks for having me, guys. Always good to talk to you.
Jeff, we got the quarterback, and I think the exclamation could stop there, but not only did you find out this year you got the right quarterback, you got the right left tackle, but how the head coach has handled the adversity of early season where nothing seemed to go right and weathering the storm. And I remember Sean Payton talking to Bobby and I about that first year and how everything came together. And he said, I was learning how to become a head coach, never been there before, which you've seen also the growth in Kellen Moore.
Yeah, I think we all know that the league is a head coach, quarterback-driven league, and trying to find those two positions and fill them with quality people is difficult. Everyone in the league is trying to do that, and the Saints have kind of wandered the desert since Sean Payton and Drew Brees left as that tandem and took the franchise to unprecedented heights, had unprecedented success for a decade and a half, and I think we all got spoiled and thought it was going to continue. once they left, and we saw just how difficult it is. And I think there's a lot of reasons to be optimistic about the future with what the Saints have. And Kellen Moore, who's still a young head coach, the youngest head coach in the league, and Tyler Shuck, who played, I think, beyond everyone's expectations this year, including the Saints guys, who were very high on him coming out of the draft. But I think he played even better than they expected.
Now, Jeff, and you look at it, obviously, when you're the head coach, you're the CEO, on and off the field, and you're not just a coordinator. But I think, and you know, Kellen Moore, I'm like, why does he give out so many damn game balls? It has to be special. You know, you can give offense, defense, special teams, and maybe one utility kind of person. But they was giving out 10, 12 balls. You know who he needs to give a game ball to? Brandon Staley. I think the hiring of defensive coordinator Brandon Staley, that was a grand slam there.
That's one of the best coaching jobs I've seen since I've covered the Saints. Talking to people in the building, guys, before the season, everyone was cautious and warning, hey, this is going to take a little while to transition to this 3-4 scheme. You all both know that it's a totally different animal in a 3-4 than what they look for in a 4-3. And they played so long in that Dennis Allen scheme, and what the prototypes are for that scheme are totally different in the front seven than what Brandon Staley's looking for. So everyone was basically waiting to see how this thing played out. And you could see as the season went on, the players got more confident and more comfortable in that scheme. And by the second half of the year, this was a really good defense. They were very synchronized on the back end with the front end. The pass rush was really getting after the Falcons yesterday, really made Kirk Cousins uncomfortable. And that young secondary with all those young players has really come along. And I think a lot of it has to do with Brandon Staley. I expect him to be back this year, but he's going to receive some head coaching interest around the league. And I think by next year, if they stack another year like this, he's going to be a head coach again.
Jeff, Chase Young, and we see this is the Chase Young I saw at Ohio State. We saw a flash of it in his rookie season with Washington. Then he had the knee injury, and he had a back injury, and, you know, different things, and then the calf injury. Because I remember Bob telling me, Mike, I think he's the MVP, watching him in, you know, in the
training camp
in the drills. And then you see him, he's finally pieced it together. But Mark Schlereff and I was having this conversation. It's like, Mike, how good is he against the run? I was like, that's the biggest improvement in his game, Mark. He actually plays the run solid today. Other teams were running the ball at him, especially when he went to San Francisco. And then now, not only is he a really good edge rusher, but he plays the run well. And I do think you saw it yesterday. Kirk Cousins, every time he took that snap, he had his eyes fixed on where Chase Young was. And it's been a while since we've had a guy like that. And Cam Jordan, God bless him, unbelievable to drink from the fountain of youth to play the way he did. But to watch Chase Young play this year and missing, what five games?
Yep.
It's really, really something to see, and it was money well spent.
Man, I couldn't have said it any better, Mike. I mean, here's the other thing about Chase Young. He's 26 years old. I mean, he's right in the prime of his career, and the Saints have him on a very affordable, team-friendly contract. That deal they gave him, he earned it. And look, he rewarded the Saints with a breakout year. You're right. He played 12 games, so he missed five games. He has 10 sacks, 11 tackles for loss, 15 quarterback hits. And that was a breakout year for him. And if he plays a full season, that is probably a Pro Bowl-like season for him. And so that's another building block that you don't have to worry about. You know, I go back to this line that Andy Reid said years ago, and I think about it a lot. When you're building a team, he said, give me a pass rusher, a quarterback, a left tackle, and a shutdown corner, and I'll figure out the rest. And that's kind of what he means is, like, those are the building blocks. Well, if you look at the Saints right now, you got your left tackle, you got your quarterback, the edge rusher, and Chase Young, and Kool-Aid McKinstry's really developed, I think, as a lead corner. You kind of got the key parts taken care of. And now you can just build around and just take good players. I just think it's so much different outlook on this team at this time this year compared to where we were just a year ago, where there were so many question marks on the roster.
Now, Jeff, if you'd have told me you'd have did this against this individual, considering the game he had on the national stage, and he just dogged the Rams. And here's the Rams might represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. We got to wait and see what's going to happen. But Bijan Robinson torched them. And then we hold Bijan Robinson to 43 total yards from scrimmage. And now you got to look at it. And we have a big enough sample size. He hadn't done jack against us. And here was a guy coming into the game, had 2,255 total yards from scrimmage. Why? What formula? Why are we so good against Bijan Robinson and other teams haven't been able to play at that level?
I just think that front seven, the way they fit, the way Brandon Staley teaches it. You talk to the players on the front seven, they all praise Brandon Staley and his teaching ability. And I think it's only going to keep getting better. But you're right. He had nowhere to go. He was bottled up. They were forcing everything outside. The run support by the secondary on this team, I think, is an overlooked factor on their run defense. Those guys will come up and play the run. Quincy Riley's good against the run. So is Kool-Aid McKinstry. They're just playing well together. They're playing with confidence. You know, other than Chase Young, and maybe you can make a case for DeMario, as good a year as he had career year in tackles. There's really not a Pro Bowl, all-pro level type of talent there, a difference maker, a game wrecker. But, man, they play well together. And you could just see it. Everybody knew their assignment. Nobody was freelancing. And I think that all goes back to the leaders on the team and to Brandon Staley. And I think you can only be excited about the future when they start adding some guys in free agency in the draft now that they've got a little cap room to work with this offseason.
Now, Mike, Jeff, when you look at, I don't know if I've ever witnessed anything like this, and I don't think you have either. We scored 29 points in 17 games in the first quarter. What? I'm like, you think that'd be a misprint? No, 29 points in 17 games in the first quarter. And, you know, I've asked Kellen Moore that all the time, you know, wanting to get off to faster starts. And we've been unbelievable, especially scoring defense in the second half and the fourth quarter. We when the likes of, like, the Texans, Broncos, amongst the best of the best. But I think two areas. Okay, we got to get off to faster starts next season. And somehow, like we did the Giants game, you know, it does come in bunches. Remember, we were plus five. We had five straight takeaways. But we got to be on the plus side, that turnover margin. You know, and the block punt didn't even count yesterday. So when I look at, okay, if we could be more opportunistic to protect the football but take it away and then just get off to faster starts. I mean, go ahead.
I just think the offense needs a home run hitter. I mean, they need an explosive playmaker. That's why I'm really all for them trying to go and get, and Mike would know this very well, but I think Jeremiah Love would fit in perfectly on this offense. He's a home run hitter. He's explosive. I know he's a running back, and I know conventional wisdom is you don't take one high. Well, no one's questioning Bijan Robinson where he got drafted now, or Saquon Barkley. When you get special back like that, I think this team has a need for that offensively. They're great at stringing together these 10-play drives and kind of moving efficiently up and down the field in short little bites, but they have no real home run hitter, and I think Love would do that for them. And I look back in the old days when we were covering the Breeze Peyton Saints, they scored 29 points in one quarter, Bobby. And the Saints didn't get it all year in that first quarter. It's crazy.
The one thing with Love, and this will come out, we'll put it on WWL.com during the week, but my comp for Jeremiah Love is Bijan Robinson. That's who he reminds me of, Jeff, because of the fact not only is he a dynamic runner who runs with power and speed, how well he catches the ball coming out of the backfield. I think that would be a really big-time addition. And I will ask you this question. With the veteran players, with a Cam Jordan, with DeMario, with Taysom, I think you and I have talked about this, that's going to be up to Taysom. And you wonder if it's maybe, you know, he's leaning more toward leaving the game itself. But your thoughts, do you think that they will come up with a deal to bring back DeMario Cam Jordan. The other guy Bobby brought up in training camp, Julian Blackman, who played safety for them.
He get an interception every day.
And, okay, yep. He's a really good, but he cannot stay healthy for whatever reason. Do you think with those three guys, what's the chances of all three of them coming back?
Oh, I think it's very good. You know, Cam Jordan in the locker room today was kidding with us. He was cleaning out his locker for the first time in his career because he's never had to do that before and he didn't have a contract. And we were kidding him that he's going to get some kind of offer for sure. I think DeMario, both those guys have earned another year, not because of loyalty, not because of what they've done, but because they produced this year. Both of them had breakout seasons. And I don't know about how you feel about this, guys, but I'm convinced this team does not rally from a 1-8 start without the leadership of guys like that in the locker room. I think they held that thing together. No one ever pointed fingers, and that's because of players like DeMario and Cam, and they also produced on the field. I think the key is going to be at what price. I mean, Cam Jordan had such a good year. I mean, he's going to earn a decent payday with those numbers he put up. Is it going to marry with what the Saints want to do? Only the front office probably knows that, but I know they value those guys. I'll be shocked if they're not offered something to come back at least on an incentive-laden deal.
Well, yeah, I think you're right on, Jeff, with that. And then I think Kellen Moore, the youngest head coach in the National Football League, you can't have just a bunch of, oh, we got to get young, got to get young. You have to have a balance. You have to have seasoned veterans who can lead the team, and you have that in DeMario Davis and Cam Jordan, and I have all these other young players. And I think, okay, well, who was the leader on offense? I think that was the vacuum there, but then Tyler Shuck showed up. So we're having an offensive defense.
The guy there.
Yes. Yep. So now, to me, the one who's the odd man out because they're not going to pay everybody, and he got old overnight is Alvin Kamara. Sorry, Alvin Kamara's been outstanding for us, but did he have any splash plays or chunk runs? I mean, come on. No, I'm just calling like I see. And I like Alvin Kamara. We've always had, look, great running backs. You look at Reggie Bush, Pierre Thomas. You look at
Deuce,
Darren Sproles. I mean, you go Mark Ingram, Alvin Kamara. You go on and on. But, no, I think Taysom looks like at times he's lost a step because of his knee. But to me, there's no way they can't. They have to figure something out between DeMario Davis and Cam Jordan.
I agree. And, look, I think Alvin Kamara's fate will largely be determined on what they do in the offseason. If, for instance, they do draft a Jeremiah Love, then that might force their hand a little bit. But I know they value him as well, but it's clear he's lost a step. It says something that Audric Estime's 32-yard run 2 weeks ago was longer than any run that Alvin has had in the last 3 years.
Three years, exactly.
Jeff, thanks so much for joining us. Did a great job covering the Saints this year, and like you always do, my man. Thanks so much for joining us.
Jeff, I'm gonna tell you, Jeff is like an oracle to me. Like I'm going to Delphi. You know, I'm going up, and I want a lot of wisdom. Like I know I got a lot of common sense, but if I want wisdom,
There is a difference, Jeff.
I pulled Jeff Duncan to the side and talked to him.
Thank you, Jeff.
You're the best, Bobby. You're the best. I appreciate you guys.
All righty. We'll be back. We'll finish it off here on hour number two of Second Guess right after this break. Finishing up here in hour number two of the Second Guess Show, Mike DeTiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Want to thank Jeff Duncan for jumping on with us. Always great stuff from Jeff. We come back, we'll have our triple option feature, and then at 6:30 it'll be the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Hoss, Saints head coach Kellen Moore, assistant defensive line coach Brian Young, and Bobby and I return to Second Guess at 7:30. That and a lot more right here on the Big 870 WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.